Today, Shem Sech Techul and Daf Kuf Yud Dalad, we begin Bezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Bez, five lines from the bottom. Itmar Mavashel Chelev B'cholav. If somebody cooks Chelev in milk, Mavashel Chelev B'cholav, somebody cooks Chelev in milk, Rav Ami Ravasi says the Gemara, a machloikis of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Chara Maloika, one says you get Malkus Chara Ma'inaloika, and the Gemara is assuming that the Machloikis of Rav Ami Rav Asi is in a case where he ate this, that and he only was warned about Bas B'cholav, that will he get, as we know, the Locha, as we've learned many times, is that a person does not get Malkus until he gets Hasra for the Veira that he violated. When somebody was warned for this Bas B'cholav, is it also considered as if he was warned for Chelev? Says the Gemara, Loi. That is not, so according to this, there, says the Gemara, Lema B'kam Mifki, once says that the man Dama Loika, the man Dama says that he gets Malkus, Kesavach Issachalal Isser, Bas B'cholav, this a chel, even though we start with an Issa Chelev, this a Bas B'cholav could still be applicable. And therefore, the fact that he got a Sra for Bas B'cholav will give him two Malkus. There's no Issa Bas B'cholav and Issa Chelev. And the fact that he was warned for Bas B'cholav is meaningless because it's not an Aveira for which he will get Malkus under these circumstances. Says the Gemara, Loi, that's not the way we necessarily should understand this machloikus. But rather, says the Gemara, the Kula Alma, everybody's agreeable, Enes Echal El Issa. And therefore, Achila Kula Alma Lepli Del Echim, that the halacha is, as far as eating, you don't get Malkus for Bas B'cholav, because there's already Enes Echalav. And since there's already Enes Echalav, there's no, you can't add a new Malkus of a Bas B'cholav, a new Malkus, a new Aveira, a Bas B'cholav. What is the Shailam? Ki Pligi, the Machloika says regarding this cooking Bas B'cholav. We know, and we're going to be speaking about this quite extensively in our Shiurim, that by Bas B'cholav, besides there being an Isser Achila, there's also an Issa Bishul. Now, there is no Issa Bishul for cooking Chelev. So, when we speak about cooking the Chelev in Cholov, there is no concern of, there is no Issa Chalalissa as far as the cooking is concerned, because till now there was no Issa cooking. And therefore, Manda Malaika says, Chadisuruhu, there's only one Isser. This Bishul and Issa Achila is one. And therefore, if there's no Issa Achila, as we just finished explaining, you won't get an Issa for the Bishul either. The Torah says the Gemara, to teach that Achila, lucky, you'll get Malkus for eating Bas B'cholav, and if you don't get Malkus for the Achila, you won't get Issa for the Bishul either. Vik Damri, another way of understanding, suggests the Gemara, is Abishul Kulam Leplik the Lucky, everybody will agree that you'll be chay from cooking Bas B'cholav. Because as far as cooking is concerned, as we just finished explaining, it's not a circumstance of Issa Chalal Issa. Ki Pligi, the Machlokes is regarding eating. Mandama ain't a like the mandama that says you don't get Malkus for eating Chelev and Cholov, Dainis Chalal Isser. So it was already Usser because of Chelev. And if it was already Usser because of Chelev, we can't have Issa Chalal Isser, and there should be another Issa Achila because of Bas B'cholav. Mandama Laika, the mandama says that there will be Malkus, explains, Lahachi Afk Rachmana Balosh and Bishul, the Torah went out of the way to say this Isser in Bishul words, that that Bishalaki, that since for Bishal you're going to get Malchus, as we just finished explaining, because as far as Bishal's concerned, it's a new Isser. There was never an Isser Bishal till now. And whenever there's going to be an Isser Bishal, there's also going to be Achila Laka, that you get Malchus. So the Ritva asks a question. If we learn our Gemara, we've seen two approaches to this discussion. One discussion approach is if there's no Issa Achila, there can't be an Issa Bishal. And the other approach is if there's Issa Bishal, there's certainly an Issa Achila. And he asks that throughout Shas we have a rule that whenever we can learn this type of a limud, and we can learn it l'chumra, or we can learn it l'kula, we always learn it l'chumra. So the question that he poses is, here, why is there an opinion that says, we're going to say, well, if there's no Issa Achila, there's no Issa Bishal, which is a kula, which is a leniency, why don't we say that opposite? If there's Issa Bishal, there's certainly Issa Achila. So he answers that under normal circumstances, of course, when we can learn l'kula, we can learn l'chumra, we learn l'chumra. However, the question here is that by learning l'chumra, we're going to violate the rule of Ein Issachal al Isser. And the Gemara finds it difficult, says the Ritva, that version at least of the Gemara, finds it difficult to accept that there will be an exception to the rule of Ein Issachal al Isser. And therefore, even though normally we go l'chumra, here is a driving reason why not to do so. Another explanation is how to understand this achilu. This is a common question that's asked throughout the sugya. How do we look at the Isser Achila and the Isser Bishal? Is this Bishal really part of the Isser Achila? Because what does the Torah mean when it says there's an Isser Bishal? It's not that the Bishal is what concerns the Torah, so to speak. What concerns the Torah is that if you're going to cook it, you may come to eat it. And therefore, it's really this Achila that we're focused on. And if over here there won't be an Isser Achila, so there won't be an Isser Bishal. Because the whole point of the Isser Achila, this Bishal, is only to understand that we have here an Isser Achila. Or is a way to learn that this Bishal and this Achila are not to be viewed as one Isser, but rather the way they should be viewed as two separate Isurim. If they're viewed as two separate Isurim, so as we're learning, the Isser Bishal is this Bishal, there's no concern of Ein Issa Chal al Isser, and since there's no concept of Ein Issa Chal al Isser, and the Issa Bishal, as we just finished explaining, is an independent Isser, so therefore the halacha is that we're able to say Issa Chal al Isser, we could say there's Issa Bishal, even though there is no Issa Achila. Another way of understanding this Gemara is that there's really no Machlaikis. Rather suggest the Gemara, Mara Machada Vam Machada Leplegi. Each one was speaking about a different subject. Everybody will agree that there won't be Malchus for Achila, because Ein Issa Chal al Isser. Everybody will agree that there is an Isser, there is going to be Malchus for the Bishal, because for the Bishal, as we just finished explaining, we don't have a situation of Ein Issa, that's an entirely new Isser. And since that's an entirely new Isser, everybody could agree that we'll say, as far as that is concerned, that there's a separate Chiyah Malchus. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, the Braisa teaches us. So, Avashim Bei Cholov. So, when somebody makes cheese, the way cheese is produced is you have the milk, and the milk curdles, and you have liquid left over. That liquid is whey, what the Gemara calls it, mei cholov. So if somebody cooks meat in the mei cholov, potter, he's potter. And then continues the brisa, dam shebishta b'cholov, if somebody cooks the blood of an animal in milk, he's also potter. Because when the Torah spoke about the iser, abasa b'cholov, the Gemara is saying, it doesn't apply to the dam. It only applies to the meat. Furthermore, hatzomis, the bones, vagidim, the veins, vakanaim, the horns, vatofaim, the hoofs, shebishta b'cholov, potter. But if you have pigal, carbon meat that became pigal, or nois, or tomei, shebishta b'cholov, in all these cases, it is chayiv, and that there's the isabas b'cholov. So we see that even though there's already a prior iser, even though there's already a prior iser on pigal, nois, tomei, etc., still it doesn't prevent us from saying iser chalal iser. There's machlokes rishonim exactly. What is the mechalav? Some explain, as we said, that it's the nesyube de chalba. There are those that differentiate and say that the nesyube de chalav and mechalba are not the same. One explained the nesyube de chalav is when you cook up milk and you'll have liquid. You cook up the milk, and the other one. On the contrary, when you make cheese, the leftover water is the nesyube d'chalba, and the mei cholov is after you separate it, you cook the milk, and you have hard particles that rise to the top, and that will be considered mei cholov. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that they're one and the same. So as we just learned, that there is no mei cholov. There is no issa bas b'cholav, a bishop bas b'cholav ben mechalav. And as we said, there are two ways of understanding the mechalav. Is it the whey, or is it the creamy part that floats to the top of the milk? So it says Tosfos, that even though there's no issa deraisa, a bas b'cholav ben mechalav, it's still osam b'drabonim. He said, Tosfos explains, Chazal said, we may not eat meat with mechalov, because since it looks like milk, we have a maris ayin issue of letting one eat that with meat. The Rashba says that the same concept applies to human milk. Although the Torah only says this about mechalov, where we speak about the milk of a kosher animal, still says the Rashba that we may not cook meat with human milk because of maris ayin. The Ramah says that the issa of maris ayin includes anything that looks like milk, such as the Ramah speaks about cholav shkedim, almond milk, rice milk. And therefore, the halacha is, one, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah paskins, that if one is serving meat together after with milk after meat, the almond milk, he should have almonds on the table because of the maris ayin issue. And therefore, technically, one is drinking coffee with a coffee whitener, which is parif. There's some suggest that you should have that container on the table because of maris ayin. Similarly, the halacha would perhaps be that one should be concerned about putting margarine on a table where people will think that it's butter and you're having butter with your meat meal. But it is the opinion of most Paiskim that we should not be concerned about this, at least nowadays. In the time where there was no power of creamer or power of margarine, so there one would have a right to be a concern. And therefore, there's a real maris ayin issue. However, most Paiskim are of the opinion that nowadays, when margarine is so popular and a power of creamer is so common, so therefore we don't have to be concerned about somebody making this mistake, and therefore the halacha is we could be lenient. When we speak about the way, as we've been discussing now, and the question of way and how does the halacha treat it, so there's a very important discussion in the Paiskim. As we said, the way that's made is by the milk curdling and becoming cheese, and then the leftover liquid is the whey, the mei cholov, the nesuba, the chalba. But the question that comes up is when one makes cheese, there are different ways of making cheese. And sometimes when you cook the cheese, when you make the cheese gives taste, the cheese is cooked. And sometimes to over yatz lettuce. And sometimes it doesn't have to be cooked. And that would have a very big nafkamina and a halacha. Because if it's cooked, and we're talking about cheese, which is not kosher cheese, gvinas akum, then the taste of the cheese goes into the whey. If the taste of the cheese goes into the whey, so then that whey will be usur. If, on the other hand, the cheese is not the type of cheese that requires cooking, so there's no concern of tam traveling from the cheese into the whey, and then we could be more lenient. But back to our question. Here it says that even if you have something which is pigel nois and tame, which is all us already, and now you cook it together with milk, it will be considered basa b'chalav. But why should this not be considered a situation of einas achal alisar? Says the Gemara, Hai Tana, the Tana of this brisa, obviously is of the opinion, Savar, Issachal alisar, that we say Issachal alisar, and therefore, in our Gemara, even though it's also because of pigel nois betame, it's also going to be chal because of this of this or of bas basa bechalav. Says the Gemara, Havavashim mechalav, as we just learned, potter. If you cook meat in mechalav, says the Gemara, you potter. Says the Gemara, Messiah Lerish Lakish, what we just learned supports what Rish Lakish taught us, the Tanan. The Mishnah in Mesech de Machshirin, Paragvah Mishnah Hay discusses us. We know a halacha that is often cited throughout Shas. The Pasuk says, and the Gemara says that food only becomes Mukhsh Lekabel Tumah, food only becomes susceptible to Tumah if it got wet first. So says the Mishnah says, Mecholov, milk is considered, the whey has the same status as milk. For Mechol, and the juice that comes out of olives, Harei Kushemen, is treated like oil, and just like oil is a liquid that's Machsha food for Kabbalah's Tumah, so is the oil. V'aymerish Lakish, Loi Shanu, when was this said? El Lahakshas is Roim. That's only regarding are these considered liquids to make the food susceptible to tumah. Avalinya bishab bas b'chalav. When we speak about bas b'chalav, mei chalav encha chalav. So this is clearly the same as what we learned a moment ago. The mei chalav encha chalav. That if you cook meat in mei chalav, it's not considered you did bas b'chalav. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. The Torah Akdosh says lo savashik di b'chalav imoy only el b'chav. Chalev imoy, so that's in a goat. But chalev par v'rochel. What happens if you cook milk in the meat of other types of animals, cows and sheep? Menayin, how do we know that this is a basa b'chalav? Amarta, b'kavachomer. We make the fowl kavachomer. Uma imoy. It was speaking about putting the young goat, the gdi, the kid, in the milk or the meat, the milk of the kid with the meat of the mother. We know that the Torah Kedosha says that we're not allowed to mix two different types of animals. But a Gedi and his child is not considered Klayim. Still, we're saying Nesri Mevibushuloi, there's going to be Issa Bas B'cholov. So when we speak about the Gedi, where we put the Gedi with the Parah Rochel, that there would be an Issa Klayim, ain't a din shenasa eleva b'shulay, that this should certainly be bas b'chalav. Tamalaymer says the Gemara b'chalev imay, the Torah teaches us b'chalev imay that the halacha is that this bas b'chalav applies by all meat. But ask the Gemara, we just learned it through our kal v'chomer, so why is it necessary to have a pasuk? V'alamali kra ha'asyale, we just learned it through a kal v'chomer. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, v'shum dikalameim mikur de dina pircha. This kal v'chomer could be refuted. Mech kameisa, from where do you want to learn the iser basu b'chalav mi'imai? Says the Gemara, mali imai, but there's a certain chumra that applies with the mother that doesn't apply by the part of Rachel. What is that special iser? Shekein nesra imai b'shchita. As we learned earlier in our Masechta, shechting an animal with its mother on the same day is a violation of oisves b'nayla, sishchatu b'layim echad. But taimer b'para, but when we speak about a gedi with a para, where there's no, obviously, it's not a mother-child situation, so there's no concern of oisves b'nayla, that therefore, if there's no concern of oisves b'nayla, maybe what the Torah means to say is that there's also no iser abasa b'chalav. That's why the Torah says b'chalev imay, to teach us that there is still, in such circumstances, of an iser abasa b'chalav. Says the Gemara Tanya Idach, a different brisa. The Torah says l'shvasha gadi b'chalev imay, en li'al b'chalev imay, b'chalev achoysa g'dayla minayin. How do we know that we're not allowed to cook it together with an old, with a sister? Amrit kalachaymer. Omai imay nechnas imay l'sas asher. The halacha is that every, when we speak about achoysa g'dayla, it means, say, all the rishonim, a para. Because it's both an animal, it's an animal like the bigdi. But we go further in explaining this. It can't mean the mother, because the mother is the same as the baby. But when we say a limud, maybe it's going to teach us a paro. Amit kal v'chomer. Oma imay sher nitnas imay l'dilas asher. The halacha is that every year we have to give 10% of all the animals from Maisa Behema. But when we make that calculation, it has to be all the animals of the same type of animal. So if the halacha is Omai ima she nichnas ima l'dilas asheroi nesr mevishol, even though they have so much commonality, there's still an issa a bas b'chalav. Achois ishlei nisim ima l'dilas asher, because it's a different type of animal. En adin she nesr mevishol, tamalayma, that's why the pasuk says b'chalev imay. Ask the Gemara again the same type of question. You just arrived to this halacha logically. If you arrived to this halacha logically, ask the Gemara, lamali kra, why do we need to have a pasuk to say it? Hashile, we just got there through a kavachomer. Answers the Gemara, am Rav Ashi, mishum deklamem, mikra de dina pircha. There's a refutation of this kavachomer. Mech kamaisala, from where do we want to learn from imay? Says the Gemara, as we said before, ma'ali ima shekein nesra b'shchita. When we speak about the gedi and its mother, there's an issa of oisves b'nayla sishchitu b'yayim echad. Therefore, we would say that just like there's an iser of oisves b'nayla, there's also an iser of bas b'chalav. Tam b'chayse g'dayla, oisves b'nayla is only a parent and a child. Tam b'chayse g'dayla shen nesra ima b'shchita. Where there's no iser oisves b'nayla, maybe there's also no iser a bas b'chalav. Tam b'lay b'chalev imay. Ask the Gemara, ashkachan achayse g'dayla. So we have a pasuk about a para, but ask the Gemara, choyse kedai minayin, what about a young animal which is the same type as the gedi? How will we know that there's an issa bas b'chalav? Ask the minayu. Answer the Gemara, we learn it from the Tzad Shava. Once we've established that there is a bas b'chalav with the mother, and there's issa bas b'chalav with a para, we could understand that so too will be an halacha with a younger sister. Because, says the Gemara, Mehei Tisi, and the Gemara develops it. From whom do you want to learn this halacha? You'll say, Tesa mi'imai. You'll learn from the mother. For which we'll say, Ma'ali ima shekein nesra ima b'shchita. You can't learn from the mother, because the mother has already a chumra of oisves b'nayla. So, achoysa g'dayla t'chiyach, where there is no oisves b'nayla. What are you going to say? Malachos gedoyla shelo nichsam ma'adilus asher imay tochiach. That the fact that it's not connected, that we don't take ma'isa from both of them together, that should be halacha. That maybe there's no bas b'chol of either imay tochiach. V'chaza adayin loy rizeh v'loy rikizeh hatzad hashav mehem shu basar. That we're talking about meat. And the loch of us losh b'cholov, does this a boss b'cholov? Afani avi choysuk tara who boss v'os losh b'cholov. Ask the Gemara if that's the way we're deriving this. We're learning the loch of choysuk tara from tzara shava. So choysuk daily we learned from a pasuk. Why do we need a pasuk? Naisid davin penayu. Why when we learn it also from a tzara shava of imoy and a choysuk tara? And say, if imoy, that you take ma'isa from it. The loch is that, what imoy, you take ma'isa. A choysuk doila, certainly, when we don't take ma'isa, it should be osur. Are you going to ask, by the mother there's osur espanoi, and by the choysuk doila there is no osur espanoi, a choysuk tana techiach, that there is no osur espanoi, and still osur bas b'cholof. What are you going to say about Chosuk Gdoila, that Chosuk Tana, that it takes mice together? The loch is that we'll learn from Imoy. And the Chanami, says the Gemara, you could learn it that way through a logical derivation. Ask the Gemara, El Bachalev Imalamali, if it could be derived logically, why do we need the Pasuk? Answer the Gemara, B'Bailele, Kiritanya. We need it for a different drosha, as the Braisa teaches us. B'chalev imoy, only ella b'chalev imoy. He atzma b'chal b'mnayin. How do we know if an animal gave milk, and now you want to cook in that animal? What will be in that case? Amet kavachaymer. We say the following kavachaymer. Oma b'makom shloim nasa pri and pri. If we speak about shechita, even though there is no iser to shecht the children of one animal on the same day, nesa priyam aim, but there is an iser of ois benai. Makom shenasa priyam pri bebishol. So certainly where the Torah is saying that we can't cook the baby of a mother together with the mother's milk, eina din shenasa priyam aim bebishol. So therefore, we certainly should say that you should not be able to cook that animal with its own milk. Tamalayim b'chalev imay. Again, ask the Gemara. But we derived that you can't cook the animal its own milk through a kavachaymer. So ask the Gemara, why do we need a pasuk? Halamali kra. Ha'asyalo, we were able to derive it logically. Answers the Gemara. Omer Ravachtumi Barami, Mishum De'ikla Meimer, we could learn it this way. We spoke about, earlier in the Masechta, when we spoke about the Isser of Isis Benoi, we spoke about a case, when you have an animal, which is a horse, and both parents are horses. So, it's certainly a case of Isser Ves Benoi. But, the mother who's a horse, also mated with a donkey, and when the mother horse with the father donkey mated, their child is a mule. Shasa pri and pri. So we have here a horse. We have here the animal, which is a horse, because both of its parents were horses. We can't mate together with its sister, the mule, who is the child of the male donkey and the female horse. Umut priyamein. But still, you would allow to be mated with its mother because they're both horses. So we can't bring a raya from the fact that you can't do pri and pri, that priyamein is certainly usur, because here we see that pri and pri, the horse with the mule, are also to be mated together, but the horse with the horse, the mother, can be mated together. And therefore, we can't learn one from the other, and that's why we need a special pasuk to teach us that you can't cook an animal in its own milk. asked the Gemara, how are we using the case of mating, the halacha of mating, to the halacha of bas b'chalav? When we speak chosam regarding harva, the iser of mating the horse with the mule, it's not because it's considered priam or pri. They both have the same mother. It's the father who is making the difference. Zeru avhu d'garim. The fact that this one has a father that's a horse, and this one has a father who's a donkey, that is what's causing the iser of mating them. But when we speak about the iser bas b'chalav, the Torah says that this gedi and its mother are the same. And we can learn from him, and still we can't cook them together. So we see from here that that is the driving factor. So we could see from here that by harva, is the father is the considering factor, which is not the consideration when we speak about bas b'chalav. And the Gemara proves it. If you have a mule that the father was a donkey and the mother was a horse, and the horse, the female, had another mule from a donkey, the halach is shemota priya pri. The two mules could be mated. They both are made up of a donkey and a horse. Vasa pri ima'im. But you can't mate the baby with the mother because the baby is a mule and the mother is a horse. So from here we see that we can learn, we can't use the halachas of harba to influence what the halacha bas b'chalav is. And therefore the Gemara comes back that we could derive logically that you can't cook an animal in its own milk. Why do we need a pasuk? And says the Gemara, Ela Amar Mabrei Dervina Mishum Deikul Meimer, the way we could refute this Kal V'Chaimer, Eved Ben Shivcha, if you have an Eved that was born to a Shivcha, that sister was freed. So we have here three family members. There's the mother, the son, and her daughter. Her son and her daughter. The halacha is the son is an Eved. He was never freed. The mother is a shivcha. She was never freed. The daughter is a free woman. She was freed. In this case, shasa pri and pri, the Eved can't marry his sister because he's an Eved and she's not. Umot pri amay, but he can marry his mother. So we see from here that if the halacha is, we can't bring a raya, that if pri and pri is osur, then pri and ma'im is osur, because here we see a case that pri and pri is osur, and pri and ma'im is not osur. So therefore here too, we should be able to say that even though meat may not be cooked in milk, that's with milk of another animal. But in its own milk, maybe it's allowed to be cooked. Says the Gemara, bringing a raya from there is not a place to bring a raya. Why? Hasam, it's not anything about the separate individuals that is driving that shayla. Hasam, what's driving that shayla is get shichruhu d'garim. What's driving the shayla, were they freed or not? The Eved ben Shimcharis, the proof being, if you have an Eved whose mother was freed, Achi Shivcha, and again, our exact same story. We have a mother who's a Shivcha, and she has a son and a daughter. And she was freed, but her son and daughter were not freed. So the son and daughter are both Avadim. And therefore, Allah is Mut Pri and Pri, because they're both Avadim. However, Vasa Pri and Ma'im, the Eved can't be with his mother, because he's an Eved and she's not. So we see it's not who they are that influences the halacha. Rather, what influences the halacha is if they were freed or not. And if that's the case, that can't serve as the model for what will be the halacha by bas b'chalav. And therefore we go back to our original contention that an animal in its own milk should be asur. Elamar vidibar oven, mishim deikla meimer, this kavachayim could be refuted. Kali zroim yechichu. From the halacha is, we know the Torah says we can't mix and plant together two different types of grain or two different types of vegetables. Shasa pri and pri. We can't mix two different types of vegetables. Umuta pri and me'aim. But a mother and a child, that they're both the same type of vegetable, so can be put together. Says, so we should see from here that the kavachomer that was learnt was refuted. Answers more klum nasa pri and pri el al yidei aim. What's the issue? Why is there an iser of the pri with the pri, the different types of vegetables, different types of grain? Because we look at the aim, the karka, the earth from where they grow. The chiti v'sari, and what's the proof that that's the consideration? Because you can leave, says the Gemara, chiti v'sari b'kada, you can leave wheat and barley in one pitcher, v'lo mitzru, there's no klayim, because they weren't planted together. So we can't bring a raya from klayim to the locha pri or pri. El amar Ravashi, mishum d'kameima, ma'al pri and pri, when you're cooking an animal in, when you're cooking an animal with the milk of something else, there, with the milk of its mother, shnei gufim, we come from two different animals. Tamar pri and ma'aim, shekein guf echad. But when you're talking about cooking meat in its own milk, it's all one animal. Maybe that's not what the Torah said is prohibited. Mishamachi, it's the krah, that's why we need a pasuk. Says the word Amar Vashi, Menayel Bas Bechalov Shos Bechila. How do we know that you're not allowed to eat Bas Bechalov? Because, of course, the Gemara's question is that the Torah says Lo Yisavashel. The Torah says we may not cook them. How do we know that we may not eat them? Says the Gemara. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Lo Toichel Kol Te'eva. Anything that the Torah considers disgusting, abomination we may not eat. And if the Torah says, which there's no question, that we're not allowed to cook bas b'cholov, so when we cook bas b'cholov, we're doing something that's osur, and therefore the product of that cooking becomes to'eva, and since it becomes to'eva, the Torah says, le'saychol may not be eaten. So says the Gemara, okay, Eli al b'chila, but that would only prove to us that we can't eat basa b'chalav, even though the Torah just speaks about bishul. Hanor minayin, how would we know that there's also an istah benefit? Says the Gemara, k'tir b'vua, damar v'vua mar v'lezer, kam makim, wherever the Torah uses the word layoicha, layoicha, layoichlu, echad es achil v'echad es hanor b'mashma, the Torah says they're not allowed to eat or benefit. That's included and what the Torah means. Achyifilcha kasef, on the Torah, unless the Torah explicitly tells us that there is no issa hanor. What's the example? Kigon shepart lecha b'nevela. We know that an animal that wasn't slaughtered properly is a nevela. And the halacha is that we're not allowed to eat a nevela. But we're allowed to have benefit from nevela because the Torah says, l'sachl kol nevela, and the fact that the Torah had to tell us Lager ben Sina that we could give it to a ger here means a ger toishiv, not a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek is a full-fledged Jew. Rather means a ger toishiv, who's a non-Jew who lives amongst us and took upon himself different approaches. Some say he took care upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah. Some say it means that he took upon himself not to violate the Zayin Mitzvah B'nai Noach, or Lav Kham Masir, we could sell it to non-Jew. Why did the Torah have to tell us this? Because if the Torah had not told us this, we would say that La Soichlu does not just include that we're not allowed to eat it, but it would also include that we're not allowed to have any benefit. So the fact that the Torah over here had to say that we may have benefit is a proof that in all other places it means that we're not allowed to have hanor. So if we're saying now that the pasuk of lo soichel kol te'eva is coming to include bas b'cholov, and the Torah says loy seichel, it means issa hano. Says the Gemara. So the Gemara discusses what does it mean that we're allowed to have a benefit from nevela. The Tanya says the Gemara. The Torah says loy seichel kol nevela legeshe b'shrech that none of achala amachle nachri. So we learned the pasuk. It would seem the pasuk is saying only el ger ben asina, that to a ger we're allowed to give the nevela. To the Nachri, we'll let us sell it. Ask the Gemara. How do we know that we may sell it to a ger? And the words Aymacher should be referring back to the ger, that we'll let us sell it to him and give it to him. On the other hand, ask the Gemara, the Torah only speaks about selling it to an Oivik Chavim. How do we know one may gift it to an Oivik Chavim? Tatnanma, Tamalaymer. So again, the Gemara uses a similar type of limud. Tatnano and Machla Nachri. We take the word Nachri and put it back both to Machra and Tatnano. Nimtza, from here we learn. Echad Ger v'Echad Oivik Chavim. Both when we speak about a ger and when we speak about a kachavim, the halacha is bein b'mechir bein asina, we could sell it or gift it to either one of them. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda says, don't learn the pasuk this way. Dvarim k'ksavim. We should take the pasuk literally. La ger bein asina. The only way we could give it to a ger is by selling it. Is or la kachavim b'mechira. The Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah says, what's driving Rabbi Yehuda to learn the pasuk that way? Because he says, we're not allowed to give a Nachri a gift, because there's an Isser of Loi Sechonim. And that's why he says, the Gemara, the pasuk cannot have possibly meant the halacha is that you should give it to him as a, that you may give it to him as a gift. Furthermore, the Ger Toshif, this is the way the Rambam says, we have an obligation to take care of the Ger Toshiv that lives amongst us. Since we have an obligation to take care of the Ger Toshiv that lives amongst us, so if we sell it to him, we're not really taking care of him. That's why we have to give it to him. Says the Gemara, my time to Rabbi Yehuda, even though Rabbi Yehuda, as we just learned in the Gemara, had a good way of explaining the Pasuk, says the Gemara, why don't we explain it that way? Says the Gemara, if we want to learn like Ramea learned, lichta rachmana, then the way that the Torah should have expressed, the way the Torah should have expressed itself is, says the Gemara, leisachl kanavei legeshib shrech tatnar v'achlo machar, oi, why did the Torah insert the word oi, lamali, shmamina? It must be that the Torah wants to teach us l'dvarim k'ksavim k'dasa l'geb b'nasina, a ger should be given it as a gift, l'vichavim mechira. Vermeya. So Rabbi Yehuda has a very valid claim. Ask them, well, how does Vermeya respond? What do we do with that word oi? Hai oi l'hagim nasina d'gel l'mechira David k'chavim. The Torah is coming to teach us that it's preferable to give it to the ger than sell it to the Nachri. Rabbi Yehuda, so Rameya found a very important use for the word oi. Says the Rabbi Yehuda, says lahagim nesina the ger, lemeir the chavim, to preferably give it to the ger toishiv versus selling it to the Nachri, for that like tzirich kara. I don't need a pasuk for that person, for that purpose, because faru, that's obvious. As we explained, a ger toshiv is something, is somebody that we have to support. And then, not a nachri. So, of course, we should give it to him. Are we obligated to give away things that we have just because we have an obligation to support? So, I sort of mafarshim explain. Of course, if somebody has something which is quite valuable, He has no obligation to give it away. He should sell it and make profit. Here we're talking about Nevela, and we're talking about Nevela in Eretz Yisrael in a time where it's a place that primarily inhabited by Jews. So Nevela doesn't really have significant value.
since Nevela doesn't have any real significant value, you're not going to get too much for it. So when do you not have to give away something that you can make profit on, where you can make a decent profit? Here, where there's not a decent profit to be made, and we have an obligation to take care of the Ger Toshev, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's obvious that we should give it to the Ger Toshev first, and that can't be what the Pasuk is coming to teach us.